Today on Capitol Hill, members of a House subcommittee held a hearing about antidepressant drugs that are prescribed for children. Studies suggest that the drugs increase the likelihood that children will think about or attempt suicide. At the hearing, members of Congress criticized the Food and Drug Administration and drug manufacturers, calling them slow to act to protect children. NPR's Joanne Silberner is with us. And Joanne, first of all, what are Congress's concerns?
Well, their main concern is that parents don't know that drugs that their doctors are prescribing for their children with depression aren't approved by the Food and Drug Administration, at least all but Prozac, for use. And that parents don't know that most of the drugs haven't proven to be effective in kids. They're also concerned that the FDA hasn't been getting this information out to the public. And they're concerned that manufacturers haven't been getting this information to anyone other than the FDA.
What has the FDA been doing?
Well, they've been studying this. The issue of antidepressant use in kids is really complex. It's hard to tell if the drugs are causing suicidal thoughts or if they're giving depressed children enough energy to consider those acts. It's hard to tell if they're working. I mean, some doctors and patients insist that they're working, even though the studies don't really show a big difference. They had a scientific advisory meeting last February to figure out what to do. They're going to have another one next week. So far, all that's happened is they've put stronger warnings on some of the labeling.
And Congress isn't satisfied with that effort by the FDA?
No. They want to see action, and they want to see something quicker. And they also don't think that the FDA is cooperating with them. I heard some stronger words here today than I've heard in a long time from members of Congress about a government agency. Joe Barton of Texas accused them of stonewalling, of slow rolling, and plain incompetency in terms of providing information to the committee so that the committee could figure out what to do.
Now, members of Congress also criticized the drug companies. They were at the hearings today?
Yes, and they are under the gun just like the Food and Drug Administration is. The manufacturers who make these drugs, these SSRIs, were grilled very closely about why they've published a total of 3 studies showing that there's some beneficial effect for these drugs in kids, but 12 studies that showed no effect somehow never made it into the medical literature.
So, after today's hearing, what happens next?
Well, there's that meeting next week at the Food and Drug Administration, and their scientific advisors to the agency are going to hear some new analyses of data, and they may consider stronger warning labels on the drugs about use in kids. They might advise the FDA to issue a stronger warning to doctors about using anything but Prozac. I mean, there's a lot of pressure for them to do something. The companies, you know, things are going to change a little bit for them. It's not clear how severely. They offered themselves earlier this week to make their research public at the beginning, to say that we're doing these studies so that they could see the results, but that's voluntary. Yesterday, medical journal editors got together and said, we're not publishing your stuff unless you tell us from the beginning that you're doing it, and 2 Congress members have planned to introduce legislation next week that would require that to happen.
More hearings likely in
Congress?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. September 23rd is the next hearing in the House, and I'm guessing the Senate will probably start getting interested in this as well.
Thank you, Joanne. NPR's Joanne Silberner.